And even more so because we're about to get into another edition, the third installment of a fresh radio feature that we've started rolling with. It's a thing called Bold Heart, and we're going boldly into another adventure, another world of activity, and maybe shifting you out of your comfort zone, but exposing you to something cool that might become your next favorite pastime. In the studio with me this morning, Sarah Swainson from Ordinarily Active is here.
Good morning.
How you doing, Sarah?
I'm so well this morning.
You look like you are ready for Tuesday and for a Bold Heart radio show.
I am. I'm so excited. This is the one that takes me out of my comfort zone, like 100%.
I didn't think you had areas that hadn't explored. That
I might want to do mad things, but this one
for you,
this one it takes me right out of my comfort zone.
Wow! Listen, we've got
but it's so good.
We've got a really fun, a super accessible subject we're going to get into now. And we've got an expert to guide us into this world. And the expert I'm talking about is Glenda Thompson, no stranger to the radio station. How are you doing, Glenda?
Oh, I'm doing so well, Mike, but absolutely not the expert, just the amazing enthusiast.
Enthusiast. Well, yeah. That's what we need, enthusiasm. And normally, Glenda is, you wear different hats. I mean, often you're here in your capacity as the lady
noticed.
From Get You Noticed. Yeah. You introduce us to really cool, influential people. But today, we're putting one of your other hats on your head because, as you say, you're an enthusiast when it comes to the world of
dance,
but a particular world of dance. Mm-hmm. Starting with a Z.
Zumba.
Sarah, tell me about how this popped up on your radar.
Yeah. So let me just remind everybody why we do this segment. We do this segment because through storytelling and hearing somebody else's journey or story, it hopefully inspires a person to know that they can go and try something new. And going and trying something new is like living life boldly with a bold heart. That's what it's all about. And it often takes the fear and intimidation out of something. So dance is not my happy space, right? But Zumba is in our area, and it is vibey and it is fun. So I thought, let me take myself off to a Zumba class. So Glenda invited me to join one of her Zumba classes that is run by a lovely lady called Chantel. Zumba with Chantel.
Yeah, right. Zumba with Chantel.
There we go.
And, Nicholson. Yeah. Yes, and it was a dreary Monday evening. And I'd had the most horrendous day.
You'd had the most Monday.
Monday. And I really, if I was quite honest, didn't feel like going to the class. But I thought, no, I've committed. You know, let's go and see what it's all about. I rocked up. And first of all, the people were so super friendly.
Really?
It just really made you feel welcome from the very, very beginning. And I mean, like I said, this takes me right out of my comfort zone. I'm not like a Latino dancing kind of vibing. But was really made to feel welcome. Really enjoyed the class. It was high energy. It was whooping and music and movement. And by the end, I was like, Mondays are great. This is fantastic. Anybody should do this.
So you got it. By the end, you were like, Zumba works.
Yeah. And I think if we just look at the history of Zumba. So Zumba was founded by a guy named Alberto Beto Perez. I don't know whether I'm pronouncing that.
Beto.
Beto. Perez. Yeah, there we go. And it was actually a result of a happy accident. He was an aerobics instructor. He forgets his music at home. So instead of canceling the class, what does he do? He puts on this Latin music. And so they do this aerobics class linked to Latin music. And that's really where Zumba kicked off. It's this movement. It's a combination of dancing, aerobics, and it's to predominantly Latin music. Have I summed it up right, Brenda?
You have. 1986. So it's actually not that long ago that it started.
Wow.
And it was started in Colombia by Beto Perez. And he's like the king. I mean, nothing does gets done without his.
He's still the king of Zumba.
Yeah, he's the king. So it is an amazing activity, Mike. And the reason that I absolutely love it is because age doesn't matter. You know, Chantel has got some incredible classes. She's got Zumba Gold, which is
for the young at heart.
For the young at heart, but the fairly elderly. But
Mature movers.
Sarah and I were at the Strong class. That's the one that is on a Monday.
I should have been in the beginner class.
No, that was no. But you don't have to be. I mean, you just pitch up, and you're made to feel so welcome, as Sarah said. And it's the movement just absolutely sparks you and makes you forget about all of your Monday blues. And, you know, you just get going. I absolutely love it.
See, this is so cool. And I'm a firm believer that movement is medicine.
Yeah.
100%.
And this is like a full body thing. And by the end of, is it an hour long class? How long is
it? It's an hour, yeah.
By the end of an hour, can you vouch for the fact that you're in a totally different headspace?
100%.
You've like activated your whole body. You've lifted your mood. Mm. You've energized yourself. You're feeding off the energy in the room, and it's like a mood boost. It's a workout. Sarah, you said you were stiff the next day. I think you still got sore muscles.
I use a lot of my muscles, but I had muscles that I hadn't used before, and they were saying hello to me the following day, and that's great. Having that muscle tension or knowing that you've moved your body in a different way is what people should be after in terms of keeping your mobility, keeping you active. And I think, as Glenda touched on it, it was cross-generational. Yeah. This is a beautiful, beautiful way to do it. And if we look through generations, as humans, we've been dancing for years and years and years and years. It's like it's a way we express ourselves. So it's good for the mind, body, and spirit.
I think it's so cool. And the cross-generational thing is really special as well.
It is special, Mike. Honestly, I mean, I've been dancing all my life virtually, but this particular, you know, when you know you've got to go and it's all part of your exercise routine and everything, and it really does keep you young. I mean, any sort of liveliness that involves music, you don't have to be an expert, but the best thing about it is that you do eventually learn the moves, and that is what makes it an anti-aging thing, because your memory is involved, your mind is involved, and your body. So you learn those moves, and it's incredibly good for your brain. So brain and body work together.
Bada bing. And it's the kind of thing that you could, I mean, because it's cross-generational, you could go with your mom, or you could go with your daughter, or your brother.
I mean, we
sister.
Get mums and daughters all the time, so it's great.
Is it more of a ladies' thing, though? I mean, in general.
We do get men popping in. And they were definitely welcome. I know Chantel would absolutely welcome. And some of the top Zumba instructors are men.
Well, there you go. As the founder.
Yeah.
Now,
obviously.
You discovered Zumba for yourself in South America. Am I right?
I did, in Peru. And my late husband was working there as an engineer. And, you know, I really wanted to learn more about the whole Latin vibe and culture and what have you. And Zumba was on offer. And it was the most fun, because these women used to pitch up. They hadn't seen anyone for a couple of days, and they need to gossip. So it was gossip and Zumba at the same time. And, you know, and that's how I learned Spanish as well. Through.
You see, so even more brain power.
And I think, Mike, Glenn touched on the point there that actually wellness and keeping your body well and healthy actually involves connection. We know that at the top of that, people are lonely at the moment and they are isolated. And this is a way to connect. And actually, dance proves that once you've danced with somebody, you actually like them more. So, look, I'm advocating, if you don't like your husband on any given day or your partner, bring them to a Zumba class, and, you know, it could be good for partnerships as well.
But I think, am I right in saying that so some people have a personal space anxiety thing and they're worried if you go to a dance class, you're going to be right up in someone else's face?
No.
Zumba's not like that, am I right?
No, it's not like that. You don't dance with somebody. No.
You're in a class.
With other people,
but you're doing your own. You're in your own space.
Yeah. But there is a thing called Kazumba, and that is a separate thing. Chantal also organizes those classes, Kazumba classes, which is dancing with somebody. So it's a Latin vibe.
Oh,
okay.
No,
and it's
I'm not going
with
that.
No, you know what, Sarah? I think you should, because that will be even better out of the
my goodness.
I'm also not that keen on it, but, you know, once you get into it, it's fantastic. And
I've got to find a willing partner.
No, there are loads. There are loads. And there's actually, that's a separate conversation, Mike, because they take people from Sharkus Kraal to come along and learn to do Zumba.
I've heard about this project.
I think we need to have an in-depth look at this.
That definitely, because it's something separate and it's just amazing.
I think that's really cool, and it sort of leads on from this episode. So we're gonna delve into that world, and I imagine that the moves that that you hone in Zumba are applicable to Kizumba.
100%. Yeah. Can I just tell you what the moves are? There's salsa, mm-hmm. reggaeton, which is all about moving the old lower half of the body, which mm-hmm. I find very difficult and very funny. I do it in front of the mirror and I think, "Aunt, you haven't got this, mate." Merengue, which I love, and that's another story about merengue. It was invented by a king who had a limp, and, you know, it wasn't invented by him, but he used to walk with a limp, so they were like, okay,
we adapted this.
We're going to adapt it. So it's merengue. And then there's cumbia. And there's also, you know, they're throwing the cha-cha and all that sort of thing. So lots of liveliness.
That's so cool. And it seems like the barrier to entry is low. It's inviting. It's warm. It's welcoming. And
100%.
If you're keen to have your first Zumba experience, Sarah, what would you recommend?
So, of course, we'll post the links again on various social media today, but it's Zumba with Chantel on Instagram, and you can go and find it. The classes are on a Monday evening at Footpot 3, which is in Life and Style. Mm-hmm. And then there's an 8 a.m. class as well at Footworks, and then there's the Mature Movers class at 9:15. I think that's on a Tuesday. Yeah. And there's package deals or there's a drop-in rate. So get hold, go, jump online, Zumba with Chantel.
Zumba with Chantel, and based out of the awesome studios, the FitPod space at the Lifestyle Center. So cool, and you'll be in good company. Glenda will be there. Sarah will might even be back again.
She'll be back. Really, I know.
I'm on to my next activity, which is good fun. But Mike, next week I'm super excited. Oh, our episode next week is a real perler. We're gonna
go in a different direction, and I'm really excited for next week. Well, I'm not gonna reveal too much, but I'm gonna be sharing some of my recent adventures, and I've been really enjoying this bold heart thing, man. This radio show's got legs, and this week they've been doing Zumba. So for those that want to connect and to find out more about your adventures and the Ordinarily Active mission, Sarah, what's the smartest way?
Instagram, Ordinarily Active, or Facebook, or you can find me online. Get involved. We've got a great bold heart. Actually comes from a coaching program, and it's to help people unlock, inspire, and also to live to their value. So it's a really exciting program that I love seeing how that spark in somebody is just ignited. So if anybody's resonated with Zumba today, I hope that you feel inspired to go and give it a try. You never know. This could be your spark. Make you move.
This is so cool. You're hearing it here on Radio Life and Style. Sarah Swainson from Ordinarily Active, and Glenda Thompson from Get You Noticed. Glenda, the smartest way for people to find you, apart from on the Zumba dance floor?
Absolutely. Thank you, Mike. It's www.getyounoticed.co.za.
There you go.
On my website.
She'll get you noticed. Get you on the radio.